Every day in Lent has a theme. And so obviously the theme today is to instruct us about fasting. In this text here, you see, we fast now from the perceptible presence of the risen Jesus among us. The way we would like it. We live by faith, and while it's powerful and life-changing, it's not satisfying. Because we don't see Him. We're not with Him forever. That'll come. So in that sense, all of life is a Lent. Because we're not in heaven, where He is. The bridegroom's been taken away from us. But in another way, of course, He's not taken away. I am always with you. Always with you. And that reaches as close as we get to heaven here at the Eucharist. So we do fast. I think I've decided that this Lent we're going to concentrate on the first reading. So today, as you just heard, we have this Lord's instruction Himself on what fasting is. It's a very beautiful text. And it teaches us, you see, to go to the place, the source of the sin in us, and deprive that of nourishment and expression. The Lord says, cry out full-throated and unsparingly, lift up your voice like a trumpet blast, and tell my people their wickedness, and the house of Jacob their sins. Why does He want us to do that? Why does He want this prophet to stand up and say that? Because He loves us. And He looks on us with such compassion and says, how dumb can they be? You know, they're stuck in sin and they never seem to get out of it. So they're going to have a ceremonial fast and I'm going to be thrilled to death. I'm not. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. That's a mercy. That's a mercy. Because we tend to sort of gloss over our sins. As individuals, as a community, as a parish, as a church, as a race. Okay. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. That's the theme of this early part of chapter 58 of Isaiah. They ask me to declare what is due them, please, to gain access to God. That's okay. The word in the text, in the Hebrew text, is the word that is a liturgical word. It's what the priests do when they approach God in the temple. And the great approach, of course, is into the Holy of Holies. And you remember the great Protestant teacher, Watchman Nee, who has a little pamphlet on this. Ministry to the Lord or ministry to the sanctuary? Are we busy doing everything or are we ministering to the Lord? Make sure that the Lord is satisfied first. Then your ministry will be powerful. And who are those? As you see, those are the ones, those are the Levites, who are allowed to approach me. This same word. Allowed to approach me. Because they didn't turn and worship false gods in the time of the oppression and exile. And so they are the ones who minister directly to me. The others minister to the sanctuary. Keep it up, direct the people. And the invitation is to every one of us, turn from sin and minister to me. Make sure that the Lord is satisfied before you branch out to minister to the sanctuary. It's very beautiful. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and take no note of it. I think the allusion here is to a great communal fast. Another ceremony. Do you really think just another ceremony is going to change things? On your fast day, you carry out your own pursuits. You drive all your laborers. Yet your fast ends in quarreling and fighting and striking with a wicked claw. What good is your fasting? So you don't eat a little food. Or you put on rough clothes, sackcloth. Unless something's going on in your heart. Would today that you might fast. And now we start. Because you see, this is not just correction about fasting. It's a promise. It's a promise. And here's the first of them. Would that today you might fast, so as to make your voice heard on high. I want to hear your prayers, but you've got to come with a heart that's broken. As it said in the psalm, right? We translate that, contrite heart. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite heart. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. I'm not puffed up. Be nice if I weren't. A broken and humble heart, O God, you will not spurn. Okay. Is this the manner of fasting I wish? That a man bow his head like a bulrush reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Your little inconvenience bodily for a couple of hours? And you think you're doing great. But remember, this is a call. There's a promise in this. It's not just shape up and do better. This is the fasting I wish. Release those bound unjustly. Untying the thongs of the yoke. You know, I thought while we were having prayer, poured out her life for pro-life work. Why not join her some Saturday morning and pray in front of one of the clinics? That's a fast. That's releasing people who are bound. You see? Set the oppressed free. Break every yoke. Every yoke. The yoke of the way we don't forgive each other, that we judge each other, we put burdens on each other. Break the yoke. And share your bread with the hungry. Now, you know, down in Harlem, bread means money. You know, also in Italian. But you see, share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. And now if you notice, this list is the list that our Lord has in Matthew 25, which we'll hear soon. I was hungry and you fed me. I was homeless and you took me in. I was naked. And our Lord's alluding to this passage. Share your bread with the hungry. Sheltering the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them. And not turn your back on your own flesh. We translate that on your own because people get a little concerned. What's my own flesh? Your own flesh is your family. Blood of, you know, of blood and flesh of flesh and bone of bone. Don't turn your back on your own flesh. Now starts the promises. Then your light will break out like the dawn. Your wound shall be quickly healed. You see why God wants to give us these instructions? So that this will happen. Your light will break forth. Your wound shall be healed. Your vindication, yeah, your righteousness, which is the same word in Hebrew, you know, your righteousness shall go before you. And the glory of the Lord, the Kavod Adonai, will be your rear guard. Isn't that the Exodus? Wasn't the Kavod, the plot, wasn't it there? Back of them to protect them, and then in front of them? Do you remember? God is saying, my Kavod, my glory, will dwell with you and protect you. My saving presence, which is what the word glory means, right? And then, listen to the last promise. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and He will say, Hineni, behold me. That's what a servant says. Look at the chapter 22 in Genesis. And God put Abram to the test. And God said to Abram, Abram! And he said, Hineni. That's what Our Lady said. Hineni. Behold. God says, I'll say that. If you will do my will, if you will lift the burdens that you put on people, your judgments, your anger, if you will care for those who don't, you know, suppose we saved $45 by not eating so much during Lent, and then give it away. You know, up in Canada, I don't know if they still do this, there was this practice. Everybody put aside stuff during Lent. Money. Mostly. And then when they came up on Good Friday to kiss the cross, they put the money in a basket. Right there next to the cross. I used to help out in a parish up there where the income for the parish was $90 a week. This is a poor parish, right? And this is winter. Up there, it's winter. You know, 30, 40 below. These guys are out working in the bush, cutting wood, working for a big company or whatever. And you know what they did, these guys? They gave up smoking. And then they would take all the money that they saved from not smoking and they'd put it in the basket on Good Friday. Can you imagine how proud Jesus said, do you see what my friends are doing? Look, angels, come here, take a look at this. Isn't that beautiful? I'm not saying these guys were saints. But here they are, and they loved this pastor. There was a pastor, great man. He had blown off one of his legs in a hunting accident, so he had a peg leg. You know? He's the guy I used to help. And they loved him. And all they could manage to get out of him, you know, was $90. He had to heat his house, feed himself, keep the church up on $90. So we're not talking about a rich place, right? They gave up smoking so that they give the money to the poor. People are taking up collections for them. How do we learn that, you see? And what's the Lord say? You do that, and you call on me, and I will say, Hineni, I'm at your service.